And then she went through a period where she forgot about that. And it was so much better for her when she remembered to petition me, when she repented. Now, I'm telling you that so that, you know, if you see, uh-oh, I think I know something that's happening to me, and I think I know why. I know something, a major thing between me and God. I'm not talking about little things. Listen, Saul didn't do a little thing here that got him in this. This was not a little thing that the temple was rejected over. You hear what I'm saying to you? I'm talking about something really major in your life, and you're in it, and you don't know what's going on. I don't know what it is. Listen, Samuel didn't know which boy. Don't come to me and say, Floyd, has God spoken a word to you about me? No. I don't even need to know what it is. But if the shoe fits, I'm trying to give you some material to think on to help you out of it. I'll give you one. You married someone you knew had a problem with drugs. You knew it when you married them. But you thought, well, you know, I'll get them out of that. Especially if he was lost and you were a Christian. How about that one? And God said, don't unequally yoke. And now you've done it. And now misery. You're miserable, miserable, miserable. And you're just going right along. Right along. And you haven't tied the two thoughts together at all. And I'll guarantee you there were times, if you were a Christian at that time, that God warned you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, I remember one time I was in a Baptist church and that preacher, there was 2,500 people in there. He looked right at me. Right at me, and he said, don't do it! I bit that jaw and I did it. You see the limp? I limp to this day because I didn't obey. Direct. Now, God's forgiven me, but like Jacob, I'm limping to remember. And God isn't wrong about it. Oh, if he'd healed me right now, he'd be okay with me. You hear what I'm saying? And it is going to be healed someday. Now, I wouldn't mind getting healed before that. I wouldn't mind playing tennis again before I die. But you hear me? We get into things like that, and we don't know what's happening. And I'm trying to tell you, maybe you've never repented for that. And petitioned God to make it lighter. Now, listen to me. I'm giving you a true testimony. My knee hurt for 18 years. I had a migraine headache in the knee, if you can have one of those. It throbbed constantly. It hurt all the time. And I realized what had caused it. It came to me. I put everything together. As the scripture says about the prodigal, he came to himself. And I repented. About that same time, my children and my wife came to me one night and said, let's pray that God will heal your knee. Are you ready? He didn't. But the next morning, it didn't hurt. No more, quote, migraines of the knee, and haven't had one except when I injure it. You know, if I injure it afresh, it'll hurt for a week or so. But I mean, hey, you say, well, he didn't heal it. Listen, man, when it hurt, I'll take anything good I can get from God. Do you hear that? Anything good I can get. At least he took the pain away. But the limp still reminds me, boy, when I tell you don't do it, don't do it. Yes, sir. Would you stand? I appreciate you coming tonight, and the Lord willing, next week. Now, I know most of you in here are Christians, and I know most of you know who wins this battle. But hopefully, the Lord will give us something. Now, listen. About 5 years ago, I taught you on David and Goliath. I know that. Some of you are here tonight, and you remember it. But it's almost impossible for me to begin to teach you for a series about David without beginning here, with his anointing and the first big giant that he ran into. All right, I don't have a foundation if I don't do this. And I believe if you'll come next week, the Lord will bless you for it. Drew, we take it seriously. We're going to try our best to give you something to give you some food for thought. I hope that I have not overstated this tonight so that any of you leave on a guilt trip. The object is not to be guilty, but to repent and to kick up your heels. And if you've already repented, you know, if whatever something was. Well, and besides that, some of you may not even be under one of these. So don't go searching too hard for it. If it's there, you already know about it. You're not going to have to look in the mirror when you get home and say, I wonder what I say. Start thinking about your life. No, you'd already know. If it's that big, you'd know. Okay. Let's dismiss with a word of prayer.